Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bonjour et merci à vous de m'écouter. Je m'appelle Harry, je suis anglais, je vis à Dublin, Irlande, et je vous propose d'apprendre l'anglais avec moi. Je vais vous lire un texte deux fois, puis je vous expliquerai les mots ou expressions difficiles. Allez, on y va.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome back to the podcast in English to help you with studying your English grammar and other aspects of English for those of you at intermediate or around that particular level. I'm happy to be with you again, and as always, what I'm going to do, I'm going to read a sentence twice. First time for you to get a basic understanding, and the second time to get a better understanding of the words, and then I'll explain any particular grammar points that I'm trying to make in this particular sentence. And of course, as always, if you have any questions or you want anything included in future podcasts, I'm more than happy to help, and just send me emails or contact me on the web address that will be given at the end of this particular podcast. Okay, so if you're ready and you're comfortable, let's begin. Sentence one, first reading. What sport would you advise someone to take up in order to make friends? Question mark. Okay, so it's a question. Sentence, second reading. What sport would you advise someone to take up in order to make friends? Okay, so what are we trying to say here? Well, as I said, it's a question. So we've got the question mark at the end, and we're beginning with the very simple question word, what, W-H-A-T. What sport would you advise? Okay, here we're using the verb, to advise, A-D-V-I-S-E. It's different from the noun advice, A-D-V-I-C-E. And sometimes those two words get a little bit confused. Advice, noun, advise. See the different stress there. Advise, A-D-V-I-S-E, and that's the verb, okay? Advice, the noun, is uncountable. We never say advices. It's always advice. And as I said here, we're using the verb to advise. And we're saying to advise someone, not anyone in particular, but generally someone. So we're using that word someone. What sport would you advise someone to take up? Here what we have is a good example of a phrasal verb, to take up. To take up means to begin or to start or get a new hobby, a new sport activity, or a new interest in your life. So when we take up something, we take up running, we take up football, we take up chess, we take up photography, we start a new activity. Okay, so what sport would you advise someone to take up, to start? In order to, this is a very popular English expression, in order to, meaning to achieve something, to get a result. Okay, so what sport would you advise someone to take up in order to make friends? We always use make when we're talking about getting a new friend. It's not have a new friend or to do a new friend. It's to make friends, M-A-K-E, simple verb, make friends. Okay, so let me just read it one more time. What sport would you advise someone to take up in order to make friends? And for some pronunciation, sport. Okay, you say it, sport. Get that stress on the T, sport. Advise. Advise. You got that z sound at the end. Advise. someone to take up. Get that P sound, P sound at the end of the P. What would you advise someone to take up? And then finally that expression, in order to. Yeah, that's it, in order to. Okay, so as I said, if you need to ask me anything, you can get me on my personal email, hc.englishlanguage@gmail.com, or indeed contact me on the website, www.englishlessonviaskype.com, and that is English, E-N-G-L-I-S-H, lesson, L-E-S-S-O-N, via, V-I-A, Skype, S-K-Y-P-E, and of course, .com. Okay. Join me again soon.